Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has for us, due to the connection with dhikr, due to the nisbat of dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has gathered us for some time in His home. And in the external, with regards to the dunya and what we see externally, maybe there's not much importance put on such an action for those who see this and witness this in reality, and for those who also do this action. This is Allah's karam, His mercy, His blessing, His grace, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes His servants do such great deeds, massive deeds, about which that human being who's performing that deed is not aware of the greatness of that deed. And this jama'at, this group of people who are gathered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the tawfiq and ability to perform His dhikr. Do you understand that Allah ta'ala has given us the opportunity to just continually, habitually do His dhikr? We are running after it, we're doing it regular. If we think, it's not even in our control, even if we want to stop, we cannot stop. This is how Allah Ta'ala has created an environment with this jamaat, with this select group of brothers. And every sister, brother, man, woman, children, from mashallah, those who are present and those who are not physically present in the corners of the world, alhamdulillah, with passion, desire, people sit. At this moment in time, there's a great majma, a great gathering in the whole, across the whole dunya, across the whole world, that morning and evening is gathered and included in this gathering. My brothers, the dhikr of Allah is an ajeeb action, ajeeb amal, unique deed, unique action. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, stated that I saw Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally do such an amal that always Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not a second, a moment would pass or lapse where he did not sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform the dhikr of Allah. But because we are going to do all the amal, the amal, the deeds as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed and demonstrated to us, because he is the example for us. So when the Sahaba Ikram saw this or heard this and knew this, and definitely they saw it and witnessed it, and they were shown this emotion, this practice, physical, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then all of the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, also were in the same way, that every second moment they were immersed in the dhikr of Allah. The fadail of dhikr, mashallah, we read this kitab, we hear it, it's read to us, it's announced to us so many times. There's an ajeeb and unique reward that Allah Ta'ala has set aside for His remembrance. I consider that this reward goes above the others. You can say tip of the iceberg sort of analogy. Allah Ta'ala in His kitab has mentioned this reward for those who perform His dhikr, who remember Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He give us understanding, may He give people understanding, may we learn this lesson that this is such a great amal action, the dhikr of Allah. In the fadail-e-dhikr, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah has narrated this hadith, and with great fervor he has written this hadith. And there are other maqams, this hadith is also present, that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present at home in his dwelling, and through wahi, a revelation, a verse was revealed. Wasbir nafsaka. Allah Ta'ala revealed that verse. Ma'alladina. Allah Ta'ala stated to His Habib, to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that go and include yourself with those people who remember me, subhanallah. Those people who are immersed in my dhikr, who call to their Rabb. And at this time, a special mention is made by Allah that morning and evening they are immersed in the dhikr of Allah. The whole jamaat, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal ashiyyi. So Allah Ta'ala said that go and contain thyself in patience by the side of all who at morning and evening invoke their sustainer. So this way he came to Rasulullah, and this was written in the kitabs, the tafsir, that Nabi straight away after this wahi, after this revelation, went out looking, which jamaat is this group of people about whom I am being ordered to go and sit with those people, contain myself with them in patience by the side of them. So Rasulullah came to the masjid Nabawi Sharif, and they saw Rasulullah saw a group of the Sahaba Ikram sat, and as it's said in hadith that some people their hair was disheveled and their clothes were torn, some didn't have clothes to wear fully, and they were overwhelmed by sickness and poverty. Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. And in this condition they were seated in Masjid al-Nabawi and they were remembering their Rabb doing the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. So Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his noble companions and said to them, he looked at them sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and subhanallah. And he praised Allah and said that in my ummah there are such people who are present about whom Allah Ta'ala has ordered me that I need to go and sit with these people. Subhanallah. And then further, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said a unique statement, and it's written in the hadith, in the kitabs, ajib, unique statement. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh my companions, oh people, that the situation is this now, that my life is with you and my death is with you as well. So my life and death, you are the protectors and the rafiq of my life and my death. This is written in Fazail Awal. So this reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great reward for a human being. In other words, to get the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam due to the action you're doing. Morning and evening, those who do the dhikr of Allah in the morning and in the evening, they sit. When a person that remembers Allah in the morning and evening, Allah gives that same reward. Just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi during his life, that he is with you during your life and your death will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll attain the company. So a jamaat who remembers Allah morning and evening regularly, what a big piece of news, great news Allah Ta'ala has given them in the Quran. Allah has given the glad tidings of Jannah and high class level in paradise. Subhanallah. If we see this. So my brothers, dhikr of Allah is a great action with the fadl of Allah, and regularly, to do dhikr of Allah regularly, consistently. Now here we understand something, that brothers, this action, this discussion, was this for just that time, that generation, the reward, the Sahaba, great people, great companions, and they were doing dhikr and the verse was real. What about those who came after them and the people who will come much longer after them? Then what will be their majlis of dhikr? Will they be regular? Will there be consistency? People say, where will those good people be? Quran is haq, Rasulullah says, and blessed statements are haq, truth. And today we see with our eyes 1400 years, more than that has passed from the time of Rasulullah, that the generation of Rasulullah has gone far. Where are we sat? In which country? Which part of the world? Which hemisphere? And where Allah Ta'ala has taken us and seated us? In which country we have come? It's not an Islamic country, it's not an Islamic environment with the essence of the word. And according to the mahal, the environment, whatever it is, mashallah, the women, the jamaat, the women, the men, busy, we're occupied, you, me, we, all of us are doing different things according to the generation, fast moving. So if we think that people will sit in the morning and after Ishraq, from Fajr until Ishraq, they'll do dhikr, and then in the evening, they'll do dhikr, okay, maybe once or twice they'll do it. But the hadith gives the good news to those who every day, morning and evening, remember Allah. Every day. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala, if He mentions something in the Quran, then it's in Allah's control to make that exist and to establish it. It's not in our control. Okay, fine, we've come, we sat down. Allah's whole world and the crust of the earth is Allah's. He's made us sit down. But from this point, Allah Ta'ala has not made anyone lose out with what He has guided us to do. Allah Ta'ala hasn't made us lose out in the sense of sitting morning and evening and remembering Allah. And this hadith, totally according to the deed, according to the verse of the Quran, morning and evening, here dhikr of Allah is being done in that exact same manner and way. Not just here, rather, subhanallah, in the whole world, people are occupied, busy at that time when this majlis is established. And in the same way, kathir jamaat sits online, mashallah, females and males, and they are included in this dhikr. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has promised those promises will be fulfilled. Fulfilled. So what a great reward of Allah, and how great a karam, a mercy, Allah's favor on us all, that insan, for the human being, us such people, us people that Allah has made an environment, Allah has made our hearts go towards Him without any recognition, without any reminder. We were busy, we are working, we have jobs, occupation, businesses, transactions, mu'amalat, alhamdulillah, that continue. We have everything. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established this, that every man sits and he does this action regularly. No busyness or occupation or business or lack of health is affecting that. And this is the Western hemisphere we live in, which is the most busiest hemisphere of the world. It's not the Eastern hemisphere where there's a lot of time, slow, relaxed, do it tomorrow. Here, we get the most busy of lives. In the Western hemisphere, every second, every moment, every hour is valuable. Here, brother says that every second makes a pound. A person doesn't waste that pound, that second. Yeah, because here, for moments and seconds, you get pounds in return, and people collect those pounds. Isn't this the case? Yes. That, for example, you know, when the taxi driver and his meter is ticking over, he knows that every penny, every second is ticking over. If he goes for a mile, tuck, 10p, 15p, 20p, the money increases, isn't it? So such a busy life where people live busy lives and they have schedules and appointments, meetings. Can a person ever think that I will sit doing dhikr of Allah 1.5 hours in the morning, then in the evening we'll go to another masjid and do dhikr in another place and it'll be tight for me and not easy? No, it's not tight. It's not difficult. Rather, the love of Allah's dhikr pulls us and drags us consistently. Did anybody force you to come? No. Did anybody force you and impose it on you? No, some brothers have come straight from work here. They haven't even eaten food. No, let's go to dhikr. After that, we'll eat with ease. And it's not one day, not 2 days. Subhanallah. This is the whole life. It looks like we are doing this. The whole life. That as soon as the masajid have been established, and since as long as we will be alive, then this action will not cease. It will not stop. So, wasbir nafsaka ma'alladheena. Allah has revealed this verse to his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Rasulullah praised Allah. And after praising Allah, he went out and sought that jama'at, that in my ummah, there are people who are born, who have been created, who Allah ta'ala is praising and defining their great action. Look what Allah ta'ala said, if you sit for a little while in dhikr, then think for a moment that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great, great action you are doing. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stating that when a person sits morning and evening in dhikr, then look at the hint. The Rasulullah said that such a man is in my ummah who's doing this action. And link that to yourself. In this country, he's gone to that place, they're busy people, they don't have time, they're doing dhikr of Allah. And then the second point, that how, to which extent there's a blessings and mercies of Allah that descend due to the love of Rasulullah for this action, due to this reward, Allah's blessings and mercies will descend, no doubt. Is this a cheap bargain? Is this an easy transaction to get all of it? So brothers, the great, great tawfiq Allah has given us, azim mefil Allah has given to us, azim gathering. My brothers, in life don't waste this opportunity. Life is wasted, life passes, but the time of the morning and the evening, the Allah Ta'ala likes, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is liked and preferred. If we have to make a bit of effort, and then this is the earning for the hereafter, which will not go to waste. Yes, the earnings of the world, we run around left, right and center. If there's a working time, we go to make earning. We go to earn an income. If you get a job and they say this is a working time from 7 a.m, you have to start at 8 a.m, we'll accept it. Contract, it's our job. It's our work, it's our occupation. We have to get there on time. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us about the earnings of thereafter. He's given us two times, morning and evening. And he's told us that this is what you have to do this time. Do the dhikr of Allah this time. Yeah? It's your job to do the dhikr, and it's my job to give you the reward. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah is promising Jannah, paradise in the Quran. So if we are lazy, negligent, then it's ajeeb and sad. Online, nobody should be lazy, and he should be included in the same way, he or she, as those who are physically present. Don't let nafs and shaitan make you think otherwise. Tell me, from here, Masjid Zakariya, how far is this masjid from Masjid Zakariya? Not far. We've come from there. It's not that distant away, is it? So from here to that gathering, Abu Haji Sahib, mashallah, is always wandering around in this zikr in this masjid or that masjid. What is his age, mashallah? And like a young man, he's first in the masjid before everybody else. Mashallah. So this is a routine that Allah has given to us, a great opportunity. As I was saying yesterday, that this is the basis, the gauge against which Allah will measure. That person who does amal on Allah's advice to attain the amal and the deeds and the rules, then how can a person who's far away from that be comparable to him? Such a great individual, such a high level person. How can a person, a common person, compare to that person who's established in his practice of the deen? He cannot. The question doesn't arise. And those who don't practice on this, who don't struggle, they are earning loss. A loss. Let's give new cars, health, masjids. Tomorrow evening, yesterday evening you were somewhere else, today you were somewhere else. We don't have to go far. It's in our same town. Okay, Allah has given us the opportunity that I am sending you to my homes, to majalis, to gatherings, the whole jamaat I'm sending to this masjid. Don't you have the tawfiq that you can walk a few steps and be included in that gathering? Zakaria Masjid, you come so easily. What about the other masjids? Can you not come from this locality to Zakaria Masjid? Is this not the call from the angels of Allah? That what is making you stop coming here? The Quran has told you, the hadith are telling you, and practically, our aqabirin who we accept, their lives were full of examples like this. Their breaths were full of examples like this. They testified, they bore witness that our life was made for the dhikr of Allah and we were consistent and regular. As a Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, great kitab he wrote for Zalim Al. You think it's a story book? Jackanory? Was it just folk tales? He told us the taste of the dhikr of Allah because he felt the taste. He knew the taste. He knew what was the value of this action. This was an amali kitab, a practical kitab. It wasn't given for us to just read, that we read it, close it, and put it away for Zali Amal. No. This is not the reason for Zali Amal was published. For Zali Amal, as a Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullahi, such a fat book, full of hadith, and emphasis is, do these things, don't just read them, because Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith said, I've done these actions. They were great individuals. They didn't just write and forget about what they wrote. Why is it, Mawlana Sahib, can it be like this? Can we think about this? Like this about such a great personalities, our great pious spirits? Can we think that he wrote such a great kitab and broad, expansive kitab? You think that he didn't practice on what he wrote? We cannot imagine. His pen wouldn't even write if he didn't practice this. This was his feelings that he mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith. Allah Ta'ala gave him ilm, the knowledge, and he benefited from that ilm so massively. He wasn't just a common alim. No. From his ilm, he benefited so much until Qiyamah, until the Day of Judgment. The dunya has benefited from his ilm, from his knowledge. The whole world has benefited from his ilm. That moving with time, if for example there was a hadith that he had wrote and he heard it, he would stop. He would suddenly stop and reflect and say, what a great hadith. And I'm telling you this myself, that today I'm sitting with you here, then I was walking and Mawlana Sahib was reading something. After Asr, you know there's Ta'aleem, and as I was walking, these words came into my ears that I heard, and when I put my shoes on, I stopped. SubhanAllah, a person was stood in front of me. I said, what is this? What's this message that's coming from there? I'm telling you the truth, the reality. I said, what's happened to you? What a great message that's coming to the people. Have you seen this? And that masjid, that work of the deen is happening. And that man started to look at me. I said, Allah, what a great message that's come. That how clearly that brother is saying the whole masjid is reverberating. Wasbir nafsaka ma'alladina yaduna rabbahum. Those people who morning and evening sit in the dhikr of Allah. Their emotion is telling us, their verse of the Quran, Hazrat Mawlana, and he started to look at me. He said, definitely you're right what you're saying. He said, in this masjid this is happening morning and evening. The same action, 17 years, 18 years this dhikr is happening in Bolton. Tell me. So what a great hujjat, what a great opportunity and blessing on everywhere. And Allah will ask, because I don't think the measurement gauge will be small. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said himself that such people in my ummah, and I'm being told to go and sit with them. What a great jamaat, what a great group of people, what an amal, what an action. And no other amal did this type of news was for any other action. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to go and sit with the sahaba. But no, for the dhikr of Allah, Allah SWT said, go and sit with the sahabi who are remembering me. Tell me. So this, I am explaining, our qabirin, our pious predecessors who wrote these hadith, recorded these hadith, who benefited us with their ilm, they first brought that ilm into action in their lives. Not just they wrote and read and closed the book and end of story. No, they did it, closed the kitab, wrote, closed the kitab, wrote the hadith, closed the kitab. No, servants of Allah, we have to go to Allah, we have to be present to Allah. So it's obvious an alim who is learning in Darul Uloom, and the hadith are being delivered to him and taught to him. But Allah Ta'ala will not forgive the person who is an alim or a ghair alim. Because Allah says the hadith have reached to you morning and evening. Just like this hadith has arrived to me. And then I've delivered the hadith to you, communicated it to you. And such words, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. When a person's heart is clean, then suddenly they descend onto the person's heart. That I couldn't put my shoes on, I stopped suddenly. And I was listening for 10 minutes the words of that brother. And he was surprised that maybe I'm saying it to him. I said, totally, I'm telling you these words. That such a great message is coming, I stopped suddenly in my tracks and I didn't say it, I didn't sit in Ta'aleem, I said, look here. So just like you are listening to what I'm saying right now, we need to appreciate summum bukumun umyun. We shouldn't be like those people, deaf, dumb, that we don't understand. The 18 years with the hukum of Allah, this work of the dhikr is progressing and happening. Established. I remember today, Hazrat Farooq was used to come from, he was a mufti. He used to come from another area, mashallah. And his madrasa was quite big madrasa. I can't remember the name, Hazrat Farooq. Remember, you remember? Do you remember him? Mufti Farooq Sahib, who used to come, attend. You probably don't remember. And he used to come, mashallah. He's rahmatullah, he passed away 2 years ago during Hajj, he passed away. Maybe you'll remember. And he was a maruf and a great personality. And he was a khalifa from our pious predecessors. And he was a khalifa of a great sheikh. He was a khalifa. He had ijaza. So he used to come. And I remember one of his words. I didn't know him that much, but in Madinatul Munawwara I was introduced, and he was there, I was there, and some words were discussed between us, and he said to me, "Do you recognize me?" I said, "No, Hazrat, I don't recognize you." And he said, "I recognize you." I said, "How do you recognize me?" He said, "I don't recognize you. I don't even, if I didn't recognize you, I wouldn't tell you." I said, "What's this you're saying? Where have you come from?" He said, "I'm from India." I said, "Is it?" I said, How do you know me? I said, "Where are you from?" He said, "You are from Bolton." I said, "Yes." He said, "You don't remember? I remember that once I came to with regards to my madrasa, and you were doing dhikr after Fajr in Bolton until Ishraq." He was mashallah Ahl-e Dil, he was a khalifa himself of Hazrat Mahmud al-Hassan sahab, and he was a Sufi. And he said, "You were doing dhikr and you were doing maraqba, and you were sat there, the whole Jamaat was there, your whole Jamaat. And I came for a certain reason." Maybe he's listening in Jannah, and a lot of love between us. And especially when he would come, then alhamdulillah, he would give me the great opportunity, the honor, that he would come to see me. And in his final meeting, Hazrat came. So he'd come straight. First he'd say that I want to go there to meet this Najiz, this humble servant. It was night time, whatever the time was. But he would come with the ulama from Berry, and he would come to meet me. Maulana Rahim sahab would be with him, Mufti sahab would be with him, Shabir sahab, all of the ulama, they have to come then, don't they? Because if he's going to come, then everybody has to come with him. So he'd come straight to me, he'd come, mashallah, there was love and regard. I said, "Is it?" I said, then I couldn't remember even then. He said, "Yes, the special point, Hazrat, that I wanted to say was that I've read in hadith," and he was a dhakir himself, he was a great Sufi and pious person, mashallah, Mufti sahib, a Shaykh al Hadith as well. And he said, great kitabs of his that he's written. He said that in reality, I at that time was surprised that when I saw your gathering and the majlis and maraqaba, you were immersed, then I sat behind you and I saw that I swear by Allah. He said that I saw the gatherings of the angel, the Jamaat angel descending. I saw the Sakina descending. These were his words. So this is nothing surprising, because the angels are coming even now, aren't they, to the gathering? Yes, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the hadith, where a group of people sit and do dhikr of Allah. So many angels gather around that all the gap between the heavens and the earth is full of the angels. And we don't have yaqeen of this. So these points tell us that when great rewards are told to a person, he doesn't do that action, then all of these things are telling us clean and pure that our iman is very weak indeed. Very weak, so weak, may Allah not allow that if at death we are weak and nafs and shaitan attack us, then we will be at loss. We will lose out. So yaqeen, our certainty, is what's important. Such a big hadith, a great hadith, and we learn and we read and hear, but we're not surprised. We are not moved. If Allah's Habib has told us, then if it doesn't happen, we should be surprised. But if it is being told in hadith, then we should have total yaqeen. What a great reward. Wasbir nafsaka. After this verse of the Quran, when it's revealed, can any person stay attached to the bed if he's got iman? Tell me, if he's got iman and yaqeen, then this masjid, there's a majlis, a gathering of dhikr, the dhikr of Allah is taking place. And this is such a great reward that Rasulullah's company is being attained at that place. And that this in the middle of the night, and there's such a darja and level of the akhirah to be earned, and you're lying down in the bed, you're sat in another masjid. What cold weather or rain is stopping you? Do you know when the death is going to come? Do you know when your death is going to come? Do you know about the adab of the hereafter? That when a person will be taken out of the qabr, in the hadith it's mentioned, when he comes out of the qabr, in the Quran it's mentioned, that when a person will come out of the grave, Then what will be his hal? Fire and smoke will be with that person. Allahu Akbar. Fire and smoke. Ajeeb, ashes and smoke and fire. And there'll be the fire and the stench and the smoke. And when he will come out of the qabr, what will be his hal? The Quran is telling us. I can't remember which surah it is, which chapter of the Quran. Tell me. There's no preparation. We don't want to prepare. In such a great action we have with us attached, alhamdulillah, as far as I understand, such a person who's useless like me, who's negligent, there can be no one more negligent than me or lazy. I have no worth. So if a person like me who's lazy and negligent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this courage or determination to sit down and to invite others. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, if we have yaqeen and we do a little bit of action, then what difference will it make? That if this time in the morning and the evening I devote to Allah, yes, and if I say that just this time I'm going to devote to Allah, I'm not going to do anything else at that time, because I don't see any other reward that is great at that time, that Rasulullah has said, for this action at this time, you'll get this reward. So why shouldn't I be included in this action? What loss is there for me? I'm not going for somebody else, am I? Yes, I'm not sitting down for anybody else, am I? And then, this is a common thing after that, such a great majlis when a person sits down, does du'as and ask Allah to heal the problems and difficulties. Will we not get rizq? Will we not get wealth and earnings? Will we not get sukoon and peace? Will the desires of the children not be fulfilled? We run around like donkeys that want this and this requirement, that job, this. Allah Ta'ala has opened the treasure chest of His rahmah and mercy at the time of dhikr, and we run from this. We run from this. Am I wrong or am I right, my brothers? Am I saying right or am I wrong? Is this correct or wrong? Yes. So now, if we think this jama'ah, this group of brothers, that Allah's karam, mercy, why is so much with you that morning and evening you are implementing this deed of dhikr of Allah? How much grateful we should be. We should be so grateful, this jama'ah that sat in front of me, that 4 or 5 hours after that, again you'll be in front of me with the fadl of Allah. Then you'll go to work, eat, drink, then you'll come to me in the evening and sit down with me. So what a great, how long has this been happening? Our life has passed, inshallah, you are young and now you're old. May Allah Ta'ala allow that in this same way we depart from this world with the same action. So now, if we have determination, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives steadfastness to that individual who's determined. And this is the kamal. That I'm not praising my jamaat, I'm telling you the words from your heart, from my heart, that those who come from the jamaat to do dhikr, I'm praising you, that every man, every person should consider yourself as with no value, no worth, that my darja, Allah Ta'ala has elevated my status and level so high. Don't you have in your hearts this feeling that nobody will have this pride, I'm a dhakir and I'm high now, I'm better than others, I'm pious? No, I will put this condition down. I can guarantee that no one in this jamaat has this feeling in the heart, because Allah Ta'ala will have given you this but you don't feel this, that your darajat and your levels will be so high but you don't feel that you're good, you feel that I'm the worst out of the worst. And Allah shows us our sins still, and our weaknesses and our downfalls. Is this not the case, my friends? If this is the case, then put your hands up. Is this not the case? Am I right? Am I honest in what I'm saying? Yes. That no one from amongst us is a show off or has pride that we are pious. So whose kamal is this? Allah Ta'ala's dhikr makes us humble, low, feel low. Isn't it? The dua that we ask, that Allah, please lower my status in my own eyes, and Allah Ta'ala, allow people to see me as good, but allow me to lower myself in my own eyes. That, for example, if somebody gets status, Natati gets mad. Such a great title. That mustaqil, continuously with steadfastness, morning and evening, the dhikr of Allah. A person's doing it for years, and he's getting the reward every day, that he's getting the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, the good news from the Quran is coming. Tell me. Yes, and we say that, you know, the big like title a person is given, he gets the medal, like the gold medal, isn't it? The star, Hedri. So shouldn't a person be proud? But no, we go even more down. I'm nothing, I've not done anything good, I'm worthless, I'm a humble servant. Isn't it, Mawlana Sahib? Yes, so brothers, make friendship with Allah. Make friendship with Allah. Establish the friendship. And don't work with your nafs. These hadith and the Quran you hear and read, live your lives according to the Quran and the hadith. On which maqam, at this time, what does Allah want from me? Allah Ta'ala has split the 24 hours. Every hour, every moment, Allah wants something different. Allah says, do different things, good things for my sake, for my pleasure. Sahar, Allah says, I want you to do different things at different times of the day. Yeah? Allah says that my shan and my glory is unique and different at different times. Kulla yawmin fi shan. Allah Ta'ala says, sometimes you're a king or a son, or you're here, respect someone takes, Allah gives or takes. So every moment of the day, Allah says, you should be attached to me. You don't know what you're going to get from Allah in the next second, the next minute. What reward is Allah going to give to me? فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Don't be ungrateful. Which ni'mas of Allah will you be ungrateful for? Attain my ni'mas, Allah says, every minute of the day. Allah says, I guide you on one. This from you now, one. This from you now. It's salah time. Stop everything. Close everything. At that time, Allah wants nothing else from the human being. When it's salah time, Allah wants nothing else. Allah doesn't want Quran or Hajj or fast, nothing. Allah says, forget nothing. Rizq, just stand and do sujood and prostrate in front of me. Allah says, prostrate in front of me. Yes, and Allah has told us clearly, I told you about that yesterday. Every moment of the day, there's a specific action to carry out. Morning and evening, Allah says, I want nothing from you at that time. I want you to be immersed in my remembrance at that time. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of these words and the whole ummah, the condition of our ummah today, the Muslimin, is because we have no yaqeen. We don't have certainty. We don't have belief that Allah's rewards, they are there. What do we get after doing this action? No, I'm useless. Oh, it's the angels who are better than me. I can't do this. And will the angels come? We're sitting in a room, there's a ceiling. How will they come? Will they come for me? We're so lacking hope and desire. Will the angels come for me? I'm set it. Oh, please, don't tell me that. Then we close the book and walk away. We don't have yaqeen. We read the kitab, close it, walk away. No practical in the life, was we don't have yaqeen. We keep on reading, routine. Morning, thawab. Where's the thawab going to come from? Thawab we will attain when we listen, hear, and implement. Isn't it? Tell me. So is it that we are explained or told or announced to so that we can do the actions? Is it because we listen so our ears become numb and deaf and we don't implement? No. Just like a person's given an injection, it numbs that part of the body. No. So we hear and we become numb. We're totally allergic. For example, an announcement's made now that these are the benefits of dhikr, and we read the kitab and Mawlana Sahib announces that now we'll do dhikr, after that we'll sit for a little while. Not even one person will sit. Only those people will sit that Allah Ta'ala has given them karam and mercy, and they will sit. Those people who are mad and crazy and in love with dhikr of Allah, otherwise we'll just leave from the back door. What dhikr? What's this from Ramadan? I don't know what these people are doing. They'll just look back, glance over their shoulders. What are they doing? They do this as well. Yes? That are they doing something that we don't know about? Allah's hadith. They've explained this. He's sitting doing Allah's dhikr. What else is he doing? So this is ajeeb hal of us, a trend. Our iman is so low and weak, it's beyond understanding. We don't understand Quran, we don't understand hadith, we don't understand what we have to do, what is dhikr, what is reading Quran, recitation of Quran, what is salah, when should we pray, how should we pray, when we pray according to our own desires. We don't know what is the meaning, definition, methodology of salah. Like I said to you yesterday, salah is that salah in the way that Rasulullah demonstrated to us. But we pray according to our own desires and our own understanding. You come in when you want, leave when you want. Someone's coming in the second rakat or the third rakat. Atiyat, running into jalsa, or someone's running to do wudu. We have no knowledge that salah that Allah Ta'ala wants that will be delivered to Allah. How should we pray that salah? So brothers, this is ajeeb generation of fitna. May Allah Ta'ala have His mercy on us. What I'm trying to say is at least this hadith that we have read, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ is a verse of the Qur'an. According to this Qur'anic verse, as long as we live our life morning and evening, we need to be regular in the dhikr of Allah. If there's a majlis somewhere, run to that majlis, hasten to the masjid, and whatever your situation, if you're healthy or unhealthy, Allah will give you health. Allah's fadl, if you give you a car, put petrol in and drive that car. Alhamdulillah, this hadith, the amount of times your wheels turn, because you won't be walking, will you? The amount of times your wheels turn, the amount of revolutions of that tire, because the tire when it revolves, then the taxi of the meter in the taxi runs. So inshallah, this car, the wheels revolving, then tuck-a-tuck, the rewards will come in the akhirah. Wherever the majlis is, reach there, arrive there. And look at those people, 200 miles away. I speak about those people, those buzurgs that I saw, in whose gatherings I sat. I tell you about their words before that. What was their hal? Those great personalities in the olden days, with who I spent time. I'm speaking about those great personalities. Hazrat Thanvi's Khalifa, Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arfi, rahmatullah alayh. That when I met him, he had a white beard, he was weak, he was daif. You've heard his name, haven't you? Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy, rahmatullah alayhi, in Karachi he used to live. He was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. And a great individual, great personality, great human being. And his mujahidat, his striving, his efforts. And then my own Hazrat Sheikh, my Hazrat Sahib, when you used to listen to him, you'd be amazed. And not this, that we've done a great, great action. 150 years, 200 years, they would hear, the Hazrat, my Sheikh's got a majlis on Thursday night. They would travel by foot.
Would they get paid for this? Would they get roti, chapati, or food? And my husband said that this was the name of Allah. You would travel that far on foot to listen, that what you've come to learn from me, that you have got ease here and comfort. Hazrat would say to me, you've got food and drink. You will go and eat the parathas and the eggs. You will go home. And me, when I used to travel to learn this dhikr of Allah, this name of Allah, then how would I travel? My Hazrat said to me, my Sheikh, that when Hazrat would depart, it was Dera Ghazi Khan, DG Khan, Gadai Sharif. And where Hazrat, my Hazrat Sheikh was Muzaffargarh, that distance between the two was Sindh in between. The Indus River. You know the river Sindh? Yes, it's like a small ocean. And that people would cross in the boats from one side of the river to the other. It was such a wide river, you'd have to go in the boat. And Hazrat said that from my village, DG Khan, Gadai Sharif, I'd go by foot. And then the river Sindh would come in between. When I travelled to meet my Sheikh, then I would go by boat to travel across the river. I had no money. My Hazrat hukam was what? That in the way, don't ask anyone for food. Don't ask. He said that I would tie the chickpeas to myself. And I had no chane. Hazrat said, chickpeas. And this was the name of Allah he would travel for, because they used to see the angels. He said, I didn't have the chickpeas. I didn't have the chanas. So when I arrived, a masjid came. It was Isha time. And I reached to the masjid in the wilderness. Hazrat Khanka is still very far away. His Khanka is in Miskinpura, more than 200 miles away, many, many, many miles away. He said, the first question I went on my journey on the way, the masjid came and I stopped. It was winter time, and in the countryside in the evening, they light the oil lamp. I'm speaking about that time. You know, they didn't even have the oil. On top of the dough, they would knead the dough, and they would put the light on top of the dough. As long as it would be lit, it would be lit. He said, in the masjid that I stopped, I prayed Isha. Then they lit the lamp. Everybody went, and I had no fuel, nothing. I was in extreme cold and the wind. And Hazrat said, I had a torn blanket, and I saw Hazrat had that torn blanket. Indeed, these are not stories I'm telling you. This is my Sheikh, his life that I seen with my own eyes, in whose sohbat I stayed. Subhanallah, for years I stayed in his company, in the company of his footsteps, in his shoes. And Hazrat said, rahmatullah alayhi, that it was night time, it was severe cold, the wind was blowing, I just had this torn blanket, I didn't have a thick blanket, and you have the masjid in the countryside, it's very cold and shivering, trembling, and there's no heaters there. You think there's central heating there? This luxury and fans and hot and heated floor, all of this hisab will be asked, my sons. Don't think that will be just forgiven like this, the hisab for all of the use of this will be asked from us. So Hazrat said that I was sad then. I was severely hungry, extremely hungry. 2 days I had not eaten. I had left. I had to get there Thursday night, for which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will get my company if you go to that masjid. In that happiness, I couldn't remember that I hadn't eaten for a few days. And Hazrat said, then I was waiting. That when this light goes out, that this oil lamp is lit, that the dough beneath it, I will eat that dough. Allah, it's impossible to think these things. Imagine this. We cannot imagine that through the name of Allah, the Dhakirin, they were born, who had such great status and thinking. So as I said, that I would wait, and then it was difficult that oil lamp wouldn't blow out. It would, the candle, the flame would blow out. If I wanted to, I could blow it out. I said, no, as long as Allah wants it to be lit, it will be lit. There's no need for me to blow it out. So, have you ever heard such a great personality in his thinking, mentality? Great, unique words of Hazrat, his maqam. And a point that comes to my mind, I'm going to tell you this, inshallah, today. And this is going to be recorded in the records. Hazrat said that, subhanAllah, when that light went out, then I took the dough. Hazrat said, I ate that dough. I was beneath the dough that was beneath the light. And then I went on the journey. Hazrat said, when I arrived the next day by chance, that the langar of the night had been eaten. The darvesh had eaten. When I reached, arrived, then my Sheikh said to me, why have you come late? Why do you come late? Go and sleep. Hazrat Fazal Ali Quraysh, alhamdulillah, is tarbiyah, subhanAllah. That don't make a fuss, I've come, and I'm a high status, I've come from far. Look at the Mujahida, Imran Sahib, Masjid Nabi, he's left, he's come here, this person's come. Look, he's done Umrah, he's a great personality. Today, you know, people, they run after the faqirs, the sheikhs, they run the peers, they run after the students. I want the student to stay with me. Yeah, like sidekicks. Here, we don't have sidekicks, we kick them from the back. Go, your namaz, salah is not correct, how dare you come to me? No, there's no sidekicks here. Correct your salah, otherwise go away. Be gone with you. So Hazrat Fazal Quraysh said, sit down, Ali. What was Hazrat's name? Hazrat Fazal Quraysh took the name of my Hazrat. Why have you come late? Sit, sleep, you'll get breakfast in the morning.
Hazrat said, I just lay down. But so much happiness that I'll get dhikr in the gathering. Rasulullah's company will be attained. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu's company will be attained. Here, that an ashik, what is an ashik? What is a lover of Allah and His Rasulullah? He is a lover of salah, as I said to you yesterday. And I'm telling you from a few days that there is no success through any path. Tuflihun, Allah talks about falah. No amal will give us forgiveness. I write this for you now. I can guarantee you, inscribe it, no deed will give us forgiveness. Take the greatest deeds, become a muhaddith, become an alim, become a scholar, become a sufi, become a dhakir. Nothing will save us in the akhirah. One action will save us. What is that? Only one action, remember this. What is that? Salah. Salah. Namaz, remember this. Whoever salah is on that level of the demonstration of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba Ikram, takbir-e-ula, initial takbir. With the initial takbir, if we are included in that prayer, in that jamaat, if we pray in that manner, alhamdulillah, only those people come out successful from the graves. No other deed will save us. The first question that will be asked will be salah, salah. This is the first question that will be asked. Now listen about Hazrat, my Shaykh. As far as my ilm, my knowledge is concerned, what I know, I have never seen the praise of a wali of Allah in this way about which I'm discussing with you about my Shaykh today, my Hazrat. Never have I read the greatest walis of Allah I've read about and heard about. But this feeling and emotion that I'm telling you now, I've not seen or read or heard from any wali of Allah in history. I've just showed you a little bit of a jalak about the love of the name of Allah. But I tell you the love for his salah that from the masjid. How much did Hazrat love the masjid? I give you the example that I've told you before many times, that the Kaaba, that years Hazrat passed in front of the Kaaba, once in the morning, at tahajjud time, twice, when I would sit down with Hazrat, it would be from tahajjud time until midnight, Hazrat would not leave that place. Hazrat would not leave that place. Nothing would remove him. Hunger, thirst, eating, drinking, no comfort. Hazrat would sit from tahajjud time until midnight in the masjid and haram. And listen here. These are words not from the mouth. These were amali demonstrating from actions. Hazrat was coming from Gadai Shri, from the Khanka, all of the Jamaat was Hazrat Sahab. After Jummah we do Maraqba, Dhikr finished. Hazrat was present and I was quite close. I was quite close to Hazrat at that time. All of the Jamaat was there, big Jamaat, everyone came out. And where the shoes were outside the masjid, where the shoes, you know where the masjid is? We have where we take the shoes off, where people taking the shoes off. Hazrat stopped there, where the shoes, the shoe racks area. And everyone stopped where the shoes are taken off. Everyone stood behind Hazrat and we all stopped. And Hazrat, you know his staff, his stick, he pointed it, ushered towards the shoes. Hazrat did. My Shaykh, we said, what is Hazrat saying? Then Hazrat ushered towards the shoes again. And after that Hazrat said, and hinted in Suraiki, then Hazrat Sahab said, Abauji, that I will depart from this world. When I pass away, when I die, when I pass away, then my request is that where these shoes are, put my grave in this place where the shoes of the Musallis are. Allah, I heard this from my ears. Imagine his humility and humbleness and sincerity and love for the masjid. Imagine his salah. That when I pass away, then put my grave here beneath this place where the shoes are taken off. Wali Allah, great Shaykh. And Hazrat had the desire that where should we? We should go to Baqi and die in Baqi Sharif. And Hazrat stood and said, put my grave here when I pass away amongst these shoes where the musallis take their shoes off. And he said this in departed. When Hazrat passed away after some years, and people were upset, thinking they heard the wasiyat of Hazrat, that here where the musallis take the shoes off, Hazrat qabr must be here. How should we make the grave here? Because you can't make the mazar here. There's no mazar system. Just a raw grave with the soil. No tomb and building above it. No. So Hazrat gave the wasiyat, the request. Today Hazrat's blessed qabr grave is in that same place where the musallis would take the shoes off. If you go there, ziyara, if you go to the masjid, you'll take your shoes off. The grave is there. What can you do? What can you do? Tell me. Great humility. After dying, the great Shaykh who loved the masjid, I've never seen an example of wali of Allah ever in my life with such humility. And imagine his salah, his status, tell me. Imagine his wujud, his presence. So this was a contradiction. The name of Allah, they loved it so much, every action demonstrated this. And he loved the masjid in such a way that after death he said, no, I'm not capable that I can be buried near a masjid or in a graveyard. I am so low that I should be buried amongst where the shoes of the people are. And what could people do? They had to obey. Where did they take the shoes? There's no place to take the shoes off. Imagine his status.
Ajeeb misal, ajeeb unique status of the Wali of Allah, Hazrat Shaykh. Anyway, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. This is a great name of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, my friends. These are all examples in front of us about the pious predecessors that are presented to you, discussed with you. We are weak, we are broken down. Allah Ta'ala is allowing our broken down car to drive, but make a solid promise that Allah Ta'ala, please, you give me life, I'll do your dhikr. Show to Allah, demonstrate that we also have this passion, desire, we will come ourselves. Not that Allah, when you send me, I'll go. No. We have to demonstrate. Don't I have to reply to Allah in the day of judgment? That Allah, my time was so precious, I couldn't remember you. I didn't have yaqeen in your Quran and hadith. Did I not have belief? That Allah says, if you had yaqeen that there's such a great reward for roti chapati, you'd run all over the world. For earnings, you'd run all over the world and exercise your efforts. And if your job, if there's a problem, you'd be upset and you'd tremble and shake. So for the akhirah, for the earnings of the akhirah, if you have to travel a little bit, could you not travel and go on a journey to come to me? Allah says, so my brothers, as long as you know that there's a gathering of dhikr somewhere taking place, my friends, make effort to reach there. If Allah Ta'ala allows you to go sometimes yourself, but sometimes you have to make the effort yourself to arrive. Both methods, if you implement them, you'll pass. And this test is very small indeed. Very small. Very small test. The first thing that when a person dies, the first stage is to pass through. When he's asked that, how long did you live in the world? You say, oh, just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Imagine that 10 hours you sleep on the bed. You sleep every day, isn't it? 10 hours you sleep. When you wake up, you'll feel like, I just went to sleep a little while ago. Oh my God, I couldn't fulfill my sleepiness. And you'll rub your eyes. I just went to sleep. When you look at the clock, oh, it's 11 a.m. 11 o'clock. Oh no. And then you say, it's 11 o'clock now. I've lost the time. Time's passed. So before death, this is a person will be asked at the time of death after he wakes up, how long did you live in the world? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. What answer does he give? Oh, just came now. I was just living for a few moments. But he did so much in his life in the world and he departs the world with death. May Allah Ta'ala give us the love of the akhirah, the preparation of the hereafter and the passion for the hereafter. Ameen.